no problem to hold you, tongue stroke you, please you like I'm supposed to, touch spots that ain't ever been touched, and I won't stop till both these squirrels get they nuts, hey, you know it's good when we freaking, king size squeaking, after I ease in, if you was with me baby 24/7, best believe that, every single day would be a sweet day, girl you sweeter than a cheesecake, if you want beef, prophecy would be a beefcake, I make love to you till you fall asleep, leave you with sweet dreams between the sheets.
It was the night before that night. I was born on that day, but not last night. Once upon a time, I had my cash right. Plug called, he ain't act right. I'm far from a slow nigga in this fast life. He pulled up, I got low, hit the black light. Once upon a time, slimy niggas catch a bad night. When bad police die, they don't deserve bagpipes. Once upon a time, they need to feel what God raps like. Old soul, so folks feel me like a past light. A head buster, I'm shining bright as a mag light. Once upon a time, when will the government act right? Opinionated imbeciles just need.
What's good, everybody? It's your man Big Don coming back live and at you another True Players podcast. What you do with my brother Joey G? You know who he is, and we about to get started this podcast. I know it's been a minute since we did the 4th year anniversary podcast. We're back again. Joey G, introduce yourself to the people.
What up? My name is Joey G, host of Beer Convo and Family, and co-host to True Players podcast.
Definitely. All right, so the episode of today's docket is, we spoke about it on previous podcasts. We're going to talk about the what if.
What if?
What if season 8 Game of Thrones?
Okay.
How we would write the episodes. It's going to be a two-part episode, and then we're going to recap the first two episodes of House of Dragon as well. But we're going to get started with this because I remember back like about a year ago when we had Ricky Brown, we had that big conversation over the phone, and we were like, yo, how would we rewrite Game of Thrones season 8? It's been out since 2019. The season ended 2019, and left a lot of people disappointed and hesitant. And also what it did was they were hesitant on jumping on the House of Dragon prequel.
Right.
So, my thoughts is, in my opinion, we're going to start with episode 1, season 8, the whole great ambiance of Jon Snow and Daenerys coming to Winterfell, just like the Robert Baratheon coming to Winterfell in the first episode.
Right.
For me, bro, I didn't find anything wrong with that introduction for that first episode of season 8.
Right.
I felt there should have been much more dialogue about Daenerys and Bran in regards to how did Viserion was turned into a white and all that stuff. I felt there should have been a little bit more dialogue between the two of them to find out how that happened.
Right.
And I felt they missed the opportunity on that. Also, the interaction between Jon and Sansa, another private moment. They should have took some time and talked about that as well.
Right.
And that's the only thing I felt was missing from the episode. And also another thing too in the episode too is that people don't think it's important was the return of Jorah Mormont in the north.
Right.
Remember, he was exiled from Westeros for having slaves or whatever he did was wrong, treason. So his introduction back to the north, I thought should have been spoke about a little bit more. So what do you think about that for the first episode of season 8?
I liked everything you said. There was nothing you said that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going in chronological order. I'm just remembering what I remember because it's been a while since I actually watched it. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to retrace my steps. As far as the show goes, though, there's a lot of missed opportunities in that. There's a lot of missed opportunities to expand moving forward. You could actually branch the show off into separate series, kind of like what Marvel did with Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier, She-Hulk, Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have broke it down and had like separate little things going on. Arya Stark having her own adventure. Jon Stark beyond the wall. beyond the wall. He didn't really need to stay at the wall anymore. Okay, you want to put him back in the Night's Watch? He doesn't have to stay at the wall. Because if you remember, in the very beginning, when he was put at the wall, the person in charge would go beyond the wall. He wouldn't stay there. He would go beyond the wall. His thing was he was searching for, I forgot what they were called at the time.
White Walkers?
Not just White Walkers, but the people that Jon Snow built the kinship with.
The free folk. The wildlings. Yeah,
the wildlings. So there's a whole adventure with wildlings we don't know about. There's more wildlings out there. What's beyond what the wildlings know of? Are there more White Walkers beyond that? Somebody we haven't seen before? Is there, because I feel like there's some Targaryen White Walkers out there, and there's some Targaryen Snows out there, because the uncle came back and he was partially gone, and you could see it.
you mean the Starks?
Yeah, the Starks.
Uncle Benjen.
Uncle Benjen, yeah. Uncle Benjen was out there. He came back. He looked kind of different. If you really paid attention to him, he didn't look himself. No. Not from the beginning.
No. Not from the first episode, no.
Right.
Not at all. Not at all. So that's season one. So you agree with me, nothing would change from season one. Now, question. Season one ended when Jaime Lannister arrives at Winterfell. There's one thing I don't agree with about that scene. It should have been saved for episode two.
Okay, why do you say that?
It should lead off with that.
Okay.
It should have led off with that, and then go into like the quote unquote court meeting.
Right.
When he held them on treason and all that fun stuff, but. Hindsight being 22, because I don't want to go too much into it, because we're supposed to have our Mars on it as well. Right. I don't want to go through the entire that season.
Right.
But I'm going to say one thing, and I've said it ad nauseum in other podcasts when we talk about Game of Thrones. There was no reason that season should have went 6 episodes. It should have went the regular 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And made them a longer episode. There's a lot of things that's been missed.
Right.
A lot of interactions have been missed. They didn't harp on too much. So now let's get to episode number two.
All right. Let me say this real quick before you go into that episode two. We needed some time back from that moment of darkness when they were fighting the White Walkers. I'm just saying that because the screen was black. We didn't see nothing. We need that time back. So they could have fit that in there for the next season, season 8, somehow, some way. Well, we got another episode. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. You're right. I'm going to touch about that. I'm going to touch about it a little bit later. A little bit later in this episode, this podcast. I'm tell you that much. But season two, it started off with Jaime in the court. The way I would have rewrote that part went according exactly with the way I wanted it to go.
Right.
However, there was a lot of interactions that was missed. John should have been known of his parentage earlier in that episode, not at the till end of the episode.
Right. It gave more dramatic effect. Mm-hmm. Got a time to sit there and wallow and remember, really realize what he's into.
Right. And who he really is.
And get a feel for that and see how that affects him and how he comes back from that towards the end of the season.
And then from that point, he would have understood why he was able to ride Rhaegal.
Right.
Because he got Targaryen blood in him.
Right. That made sense. That made sense after the fact. Like they gave you hints. They gave you hints.
No.
Watching Game of Thrones now, The new episodes that come in now, it makes like clear, it's crystal. Like he definitely had Targaryen blood, because there's no way he would have been allowed to touch him.
Right. True. I don't think it's strictly. I think the series, this TV series, makes it more about Targaryen blood. But I think in the books, I don't have read the books, but I did read certain excerpts say that Valyrian blood mm-hmm. are dragon riders.
Which I like how they're depicted in Game of Thrones now. Mm-hmm. I like the way they're depicted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of their people because they haven't shown more of their people. All we have is one representative right now mm-hmm. Up there. And I'm interested to see what other characters you got.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk about that next. So season two, if I don't jog my memory, Brienne gets knighted. And Arya and
Brianna Tarr?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Arya and Gendry had their little fling, their little movement there. I think there was a missed opportunity. There's another side story to the Game of Thrones that we didn't touch upon is Gendry. Just like Jon Snow was not really a bastard.
Right.
Is Gendry also not a bastard and also have claim to the Iron Throne?
Right. He has claim to the throne, but I don't believe he knows that.
That's going to be part two of What If, because I have a lot to say about that. Episode number four.
Right.
I'm not going to spoil it, bro. We're going to save that for episode number four. We're gonna say that the part two of it. We'll wrap that shit up. But Gendry, that's a whole other side story. And another thing too, if John finds out that he's Aegon Targaryen, sixth of his name, would you think he would speak to his top advisor Davos about that shit?
I mean, he should.
Why was that even touched upon? If anybody who knows how to handle that situation would be Sir Davos,
right?
I think he'd be more able to handle that more politically than Tyrion does. In that sense,
I don't. Tyrion was never a diplomat though. Tyrion was more matter of factual. Like he's going off the books. He's going off the history he's read.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's going off of that. Like, he knows the lineages because he studied them. He knows knowledge. Kind of like what's the dude, the bookkeeper from the wall. Jon Snow's right hand was scared to fight in the beginning. The big guy.
Tormund?
Is it?
No, not the wildling. Was it a wildling?
No, he wasn't a wildling.
Oh, Sam.
Sam Tully. Sam. Tyrion. Tyrion was more like that. Mm-hmm. Book smart.
Mm-hmm.
He was book smart. And he knew how to utilize that, his wit and his name.
Mm-hmm.
That was his thing. Mm-hmm. And the money. Of course, you throw the money around. But he wasn't political at all.
Mm. So,
but I do agree with you. Gendry would be the person to negotiate that situation a lot better.
You mean Davos?
Davos, I'm sorry. Davos, yes, Davos would be the one to go to as far as that.
Because it has to be some level of tact. Yeah. To not take away the focus of you got the White Walkers coming. There's certain tact that need to be done. Also, Beric Dondarrion and Tormund and the Night's Watch with what's that guy's name? John Snow's friend. What's his name? Ed? Ed, they met up at the last hearth. When the Umber kid got caught up with the White Walkers.
I know who you're talking about.
The way I would have done that one was It would definitely have to be a little fight scene in there.
There should have been more of a fight scene. It should have been more of a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was overwhelming, but there should have been more of a resistance.
A little bit. little bit.
You should have seen a side of the character that you've never seen before. Like you saw the meek person, but we should have seen like another switch. Mm-hmm. I felt like it should have been like that and not holding the door, but that's just me.
and another thing too, I felt Melisandre should have made her entrance in episode 2, not 3.
Okay.
The beginning part of her entrance.
Okay.
I felt she should have been a part of the planning. Mm-hmm. Because she's the red woman and all that stuff. She probably has a theory about how to handle the situation. Nothing to.
How many more of them are there? Because she can't be the only one.
Remember, Kinvara was she killed the Marine. Excuse me. She came to Marine. So that's another red priestess.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, guys, this episode will make a whole lot of sense once we get to the end of it, because we have me and Joey G, me and Ricky Brown, we basically had a 3-hour conversation about how we wrote the whole thing.
Right.
And we didn't agree with the people who died.
No, we didn't. There's a lot of people we could have left in there and let there be one more, especially the Mountain versus the Hound. That should have been a little bit more ongoing.
More dramatic.
More dramatic ending. And to the point of death where they're both still going. Like, mm-hmm. even in the last breath, it should have been like one more strike each.
mm-hmm. So we got to say that for part two, bro. Part two.
No, we good. But give them hints. Let them know.
Give them hints. Exactly. Also, I was going to say something. I totally forgot because it was part. We all agree it should have been 10 episodes, mm-hmm. hour and a half episode each, an hour and a half. Take their time with the episodes. Now, we already talked about it. Me and you and Ricky Brown, we said that, listen, Game of Thrones should have went 10 seasons.
I agree with that.
But if you're gonna end it at season 8 and you're gonna rush through it, you should at least make that shit 10 episodes, an hour and a half episode each.
Right.
But it made more sense. You get to touch on more things
right.
that need to be touched upon. What happened to Benjen, Uncle Benjen, after he saved John from the whites past the wall, beyond the wall?
Right.
They couldn't kill him because he can't die. So what happened to him?
Right. They didn't show that.
And how much, like my question to you is, how much did George R. R. Martin, him not finishing off that story, affected the last season, in your opinion?
I think it affected a lot of it. I think because the directors just try to piece it together as best they knew. And close it out. Depicted of that is them closing out at 6 when the season before that was 10.
Yeah.
10 episodes, yeah. Yeah, it was 10 episodes. Closing it out at 6, that's like, it's fast. That's abrupt. Mm-hmm. And for closing, for finale,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that was... You did justice to the fans. Like we sat through all of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There was 7 seasons before that.
Mm-hmm.
To wait for the 8th season to be a finale, it was good. I mean, it was dramatic. There was a lot of things going on, but it didn't quite sit well.
Right.
There was no closure on situations, or there was no hope, possibility mm-hmm. of a future adventure. We don't know. They just right. closed the book. They pretty much closed the book and said, deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Until we had the Game of Thrones that just recently aired with the 2 episodes, which was good. It's giving you a little bit backstory, something mm-hmm. to add to the flavor of what we've seen before. But I felt like they dropped the book. No pun intended. on that one, they dropped the book on that.
True, true. But we did see some great things in that episode. Brienne gets knighted.
Oh, that was awesome. Well deserved.
You sort of
from the beginning, like you ready to step up to the Hound. You ready to step up to the Hound? And if the brother wanted, he could get it too. Now that would have been a little bit brutal, but I'm pretty sure she would have stuck in there.
I thought she was a little bit should have been overmatched against the Mountain.
She would have, but I know her determination though. If she was protecting one of the Starks, if she was protecting one of the Starks, then I feel like she would have went all out, and she would have went dirty with it, because you've seen it. When it was her fighting, there was a different level of fighting. But when it was to protect her, it was a different mode.
Okay. Okay. So we get it on. Gendry gets to get some booty from Arya. You know what I'm saying?
Which they should have waited another season or so till she was more matured. And we don't need to see that on screen right now. We could have assumed that situation.
I mean, I think they got caught up with her being a lady. Just because she's a lady doesn't mean she still can't be a warrior.
Right.
No one said that she could.
No.
And I think they got caught up with either she's going to make her like a clone, like a... They'll try to make her everything her aunt was supposed to be.
Right.
But the whole Arya thing, her character arc did work up until a certain point. I'm going to say that for part two of this episode. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that for part two. Because I tell you, you guys think this we getting slow up. Listen to part two of this what if episode. We're gonna get into it.
Right.
A lot of things messed up. So now I think we're done with season two. If I didn't miss anything from season two, correct?
I think you closed that out
from episode two of season eight, right?
Yeah, all
right.
I think so.
Now season three.
Excuse me.
Season three, they're getting ready for the battle at Winterfell,
right?
Which I don't know about you, bro. We both in agreement. It was too dark, right? It's too dark. Okay. However, that battle at Winterfell should have taken three episodes, not just one.
Yeah, we should have seen it from different angles. We could have seen it from the White Walkers' point of view. How they were invading and the village people and those fighting who were engaged in, or a back and forth or panning back and forth between them. A give and take type situation way before the dragons came.
True.
Way before that.
I'm going to put it to like this, bro. I'm going to tell you to like this. You know, when it's all said and done, the White Walkers take over. If I was rewriting that episode, the White Walkers would have taken over Winterfell when it was all said and done. And it proceeded to come south even more.
Right. Depress all the way to the House of Stark.
They took down House of Stark, and the certain things in the crypts should have people in there fighting the dead people in the crypts. Probably see a headless body of Ned Stark trying to kill somebody or some shit. It could have done something like that.
Okay. That's a different take on it.
It could have done something like that. And then, because you know, they're in the crypts around dead bodies.
Right.
What are the White Walkers? Dead people, right? So we probably raised them up, and if I was in there, they didn't show enough of that.
Right.
So
did they really have a power over the Starks, though?
Well, this is when you bring in Uncle Benjen.
Did they really have that? And Jon Snow was kind of half and half. He was a mix of two bloods. So what kind of effect did that have on him?
I said fire. Mm-hmm. Or fire and ice. Mm-hmm. Again, they had opportunities to reintroduce Uncle Benjen. The way I would have wrote it is, it would have been a three-part episode, Battle at Winterfell. Mm-hmm. The White Walkers do capture Sansa. Mm-hmm. They capture Daenerys. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets interesting. Daenerys mm-hmm. gets killed in part two of the Battle at Winterfell.
Right.
The part two, the three-part episode that I'm expanding the season now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The Battle of Winterfell is three episodes. Should be three episodes. It should be 4.5 hours. No, my bad. 3.5 hours of action. 1.5 each episode. That's three episodes. 3.5 hours. Sansa gets captured when they're trying to flee Winterfell after they lost Winterfell. I'll put it to you like that. That's where I'm gonna write it.
Okay.
And then when Sansa is captured, they're getting ready to kill her. The White Walkers get ready to kill her. Night King's already on his way towards King's Landing. Okay. He's already down his way to King's Landing. Uncle Benjen saves Sansa.
Okay.
You're writing that down, right?
No, I'm writing something else. I can't share right now because it's not a part of this episode.
Got you.
But it triggered something in me when you said, when we were talking about the Starks and the Targaryens, mm-hmm. it triggered something in me because I remembered something, and we were witness to two deaths, mm-hmm. a death of a Stark that rose again, and we were witness to a Targaryen dying and coming back because they ended it with Daenerys' eyes opening.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. She's not gone, bro.
I did not see that.
So I'm gonna throw it at your head right now. If we mm-hmm. go back to how Jon died and how she died and reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse engineer that, because there's got to be two of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll understand. He'll really understand who he is, and she'll finally realize who she is. Like in a whole, she knows half of the story. She doesn't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good take on that. So we're gonna do part one of the Battle at Winterfell. This is where we're gonna expand the season a little bit. Part mm-hmm. one episode. I would change the Dothraki charge.
Yeah, they came in too hot.
I think I would have changed it and had to play more defense. I want to see the action between the rabid fighting of the White Walkers against the rabid fighting of the Dothraki.
Right.
Straight on. Right. The Dothraki was pretty much the way they did it, the way they wrote it. The Dothrakis ended up ran right into a trap.
Right.
Not knowing that they have giant whites.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's about to be some fighting going on. Nah, yeah. Blah. Take them out of there.
And I'm gonna put it to you like this. The way I would have wrote it,
mm-hmm.
I think. The first part one of the Battle of Winterfell, and the expanded three episodes that I would have done with it, Grey Worm dies in the first episode.
Okay.
Grey Worm is not supposed to survive the whole thing anyway. I felt that him surviving was useless.
Mm.
Whereas I think keeping Missandei alive would be more impactful than her having her killed.
Okay.
At that point, keep in mind one thing. We spoke about this. We all in agreement this should have been 10 seasons.
Yeah. There should have been, because there was so much more to expand on.
Mm-hmm. The Unsullied, you know, they were just an army for Daenerys.
Right.
You could have killed.
I forgot about the Unsullied. They should be expanded into another series themselves. Mm-hmm. But once again, we're talking about the next episode of the True Players Podcast. Continuation.
Definitely. So, you know what, bro? Let's end this right here. Mm-hmm. As far as
because we're spilling some beans.
We spilled a whole lot of beans for as far as a part one of the What If episode, season 8. Right. So basically, originally the episode is 6 episodes, right? Right. I just expanded it to about 4 episodes right now. We just talked about just now, 4 episodes.
Right.
Originally it was supposed to be 3, but we ourselves expanded to 4 episodes right now.
Right.
With much more detail. What else am I missing? The dragons should have. I feel the dragons should have been able to harm the Night King.
Why not? Well, the only question is
harm him, but not hurt. Not kill him, but harm him.
The only question is the Night King a Targaryen?
I believe the Night King's a Stark. He's a Stark, or could be a bastard child of a Targaryen and a Stark.
We won't know that until we finish this season of this Game of Thrones. I'm pretty sure, because it's got to go into details, and there's a lot of things that are hinting there was more than we know about that story. There's more than we know about that story. There's a lot hinting on that.
True. So now, bro, let's now segue over to the new series, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons.
Okay.
And let me tell you something, bro. I am entirely impressed with the first 2 episodes. I don't know. A lot of people may not agree with me, but I am totally impressed with the first 2 episodes. It made a whole lot of sense.
Right.
You can tell that George R. R. Martin had his hands in this project.
Right.
There's some deviations from the book, but not too much. You saw Rhaenyra. They mentioned Jaehaerys, the pre-story about the new king. His name is Viserys, right? The first Viserys one, right?
I believe so.
And how he became the heir to the throne. Because I think Jaehaerys is his grandfather, I believe. So he did that. He became heir to the throne. He doesn't have any male descendants.
Right.
But I sense some shicey shit going on with that Hightower, the Hightower dude. He's a shyster. He's a dirty rod shyster.
Man. I'm like, somebody need to stab him in the stairwell or something.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I think Damon Targaryen is like my kinfolk, bro. Straight out, yo, he's my kinfolk.
The daughter, yo, she peeped game and she just looking at the dude like, all right.
she don't respect her father, man. She doesn't. And the Valerians, it's about time you saw somebody, a black person in prominent position, a prominent Valerian individual who is black.
But the Valerians were the richest. If I remember correctly, the Valerians were, what is the name? Damn it. Lannister. Mm-hmm. They were the Lannisters. They were
Valyria.
Valyria. They were the ones who had the money. They were the ones who made things move behind the scenes. And the only thing they didn't have was a piece of the throne, which they're trying to get. They're trying to get in there.
Well, if Rhaenys was deemed heir to the throne instead of Viserys the First,
right,
he would have had the throne.
Yeah. Which they would have had an entitlement on that, and that would have been perfect.
But the, I'm gonna see. It's gonna be an interesting dynamic with Rhaenys. She is. She's bitter, but she's playing her role.
Yes.
Bitter, and it goes to show you, you know, in that time frame, how women were not allowed to be leaders. They're not allowed to be the leaders, the Iron Throne, whether it's Iron Throne or whatever leadership that a woman could have had, was pretty much stifled because of the male need of power. If you get what I'm saying.
No, I get that, and it historically we know that to be true. Inside the fantasy world and outside in the regular world, it still hasn't changed. The power dynamic has just shifted. Mm-hmm. And now we have some more subcategories and pronouns to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a scattered rating system, if you will, mm-hmm. of who is going to have this what first.
Right.
But getting back to what you were talking about as far as Game of Thrones, yeah, definitely. And it's present. It's known. Like, nobody in the room was like, nah, that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we're with that. I don't.
Then it's time to dawn her. But I don't know if you notice. I noticed Rhaenyra and Daemon, they have a little bond between them.
Mm-hmm.
More than a relative, similar bond.
Right, similar to the Lannisters.
So it's kind of freaky. I want to see how that dynamic plays out between the two of them.
Right.
The actor's portrayer of Daemon is excellent so far. I think he's doing a hell of a job. Steve Toussaint is Valerian Corlys. Yeah, he was from Prince of Persia, the guy that throwing a knife, dude.
Okay,
that was him.
Okay,
if you remember Prince of Persia,
like I could picture it now. Now that you're saying, I can picture it.
So, but let's get back to the episode one. We saw the introductions and things like that.
Usually how they break it down. They usually do the introductions first.
Exactly. And you saw his wife pass away. She's of House Aaron from the Aerie.
Oh,
yes.
I meant to say something about this because we got a hint of the king having some type of illness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If we go all the way back to Game of Thrones, is this the same one that Sam cured?
No. Good question. The stoning.
Yeah, because it's pussing up the same way that it did back then. Like if you remember how that started, it starts out like a scab,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets pussy, and then mm-hmm. it gets scaly. Mm-hmm. And they said eventually, yes, you do go mad. Mm-hmm. So is this a prequel to the Mad King? Like, are we witnessing what happened to make him the Mad King?
Mm-hmm. He became the Mad King from a disease from the previous relative or previous
the throne
relative. Ooh,
from the throne, because on the throne he got cut twice.
Uh huh. Yes,
he's got cut twice on the throne, and all the throne is made up of swords
mm-hmm.
from different battles and everything like that. They said 1,000 swords melted down to make the throne.
Mm-hmm.
So he got cut twice by these things.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. I remember he's like, what the hell?
Right.
It was the same as on the left hand. I noticed that. It was on the left hand.
Right.
Good observation. I totally forgot about that. Because I when I first watched the episode, I watched bits and pieces of it. So I caught the middle. So finally, I was able to watch it over again. I seen more things and things like that. But let's go on to the key shysters of the shit. Otto Hightower, the Hand of the King.
Man, fuck
we
that
going
dude.
Back to that. He's a shyster.
Fuck that dude. I don't he's like
a,
him.
He's a shyster. He's evil. You could tell something is mischievous about that nigga. He wants the throne for himself.
That dude threw his daughter out there. Oh, the queen died. Go say hi to the king.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, let's talk about episode number two. This past week.
Yeah.
But he tried, Hightower, you know, as we sort of understand this, is the culprit of the Targaryen Civil War.
Okay. I believe it.
I feel like he's
trying to manipulate the thing behind the scenes because the king is not really as powerful as he's made to be.
Right.
Because the king actually has a heart.
Mm-hmm.
He has a heart and he has compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he wants to do the right thing. And if he doesn't have to war, he won't war.
Right.
But if he has to war, then he wars hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he has people to do that for him. But the unnecessary fighting of people or showing fear or fear of force and things like that, he doesn't want to be a part of that. That's not what he wants the throne to represent. Right. And the people, the hand of the king is willing to do what it takes to keep people in line and have power. When you say power, you close your fist. That's mm-hmm. what kind of power he wants. He wants that striking.
Damon, if Hightower was not in the way, I believe Damon would have been the hand of the king.
I believe so. If he had more of a diplomatic way of looking at things. He doesn't have to be political, but just diplomatic in the situation as far as talking back and forth. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to agree, doesn't have to touch and agree with everybody. Doesn't have to do that. But when it came down to listening to the king mm-hmm. and listening to others there and not challenging their authority, because that's mm-hmm. what you're used to, being on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a little bit of that in Jaime Lannister.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a contrast of the same people. Mm-hmm. We see a little bit of that. I would have loved to see those two go at it. That would be something. Mm-hmm. But getting back to my point, he needed to be more diplomatic in the situation, that show his hand so easily,
mm-hmm.
because now he's predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Now your power is not so much because they know how to manipulate you into doing what they need to do, especially the hand of the king. He knows how to use you.
Oh yeah, he does big time. He got you to I think someone else in the council was telling that he should have married the Corlys Velaryon's daughter. She was young, but they all said that dude said, I don't know if he was not the hand of the king, but I think he was one of the masters of something.
Right.
But that would have been the better match.
Right.
You would have brought peace to Lemmings. Had issues with the crab people fighting the Westeros people. Right. I believe at a bay or some shit. They're trying to infiltrate the Westeros.
Right. But that's a problem later on, we find out in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
With the brother coming back.
Euron, yes.
Euron.
But those people are not from the Iron Islands, though.
But I feel like that's a prelude to that.
Mm.
Like, it leads into that because it's only going to get stronger. He's mm-hmm. saying it right now. Like, if we don't take care of this, we're going to have to deal with them later, and they're going to be stronger later. Mm-hmm. We want to get them now.
Right. Corlys, he wanted a Valyria type of control over Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
And Viserys wasn't trying to see that. He went with his gut. He ended up now, I think he's what, going to marry Otto Hightower's daughter or something mm-hmm. like that. And that's going to create a rift between her and Rhaenyra too.
Right. It already did. She's seen when she realized what was going on, and this is her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know that her friend did not mean to caused the wedge in between them. She was kind of put into that situation and trying to keep the peace at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But that rift happened, and we've seen that it's going to cause something. It's going to cause an effect down the line.
Definitely. So, all right. So we get ready to wrap up, bro.
Okay.
So we touch upon that. I think we're missing something here. We're missing the dragon egg that Damon took.
Right.
He gave it back to.
Where did that egg come from, and who gave it to who? Because I kind of missed that part.
I thought he came and snatched that shit when he was he's the head of the city watch. Came and snatched it out the was supposed to be Balon, his new son. That's supposed to be his dragon. So there's a lot of things. Let me tell you something, bro. Compared the first episode compared to Game of Thrones, the original Game of Thrones.
Right.
You already know what the plot is.
Right. You know, you can see it unfolding in front of you. Which is cool.
Because
we didn't know what to expect when Game of Thrones first started. It was new. It started off slow to the point we were like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end of it, leading into season two,
mm-hmm.
we're like, oh, this is going to be a roller coaster ride. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things going on, and I want to find out what's going on with what.
Mm-hmm.
So in this, it's the opposite. Like, it puts you on the roller coaster, but it took you for the ride first. Like, we're going up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Prepare yourself, because we're about to go down.
Let me tell you something, bro. We ain't going down when it comes to this episode. So I don't want to be a spoiler, but it's gonna go up. And it's gonna be stuck.
Okay,
I'm waiting. I have a feeling about that. I definitely have a great feeling about that. Just keep an eye on the next few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody else. I don't want to ruin it for anybody else.
Right,
but expect certain jumps.
Certain jumps. Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Little Easter egg out there. Threw the little Easter egg out there. So, on that note, so we're about to wrap up this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back with you guys.
Playing around on the True Players podcast.
That's right. That's right. But part two of the What If Game of Thrones season 8. Beware, because we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna really go in next episode.
Definitely.
So be prepared for that episode. It will be out next week. The part two. Part one is here. It's here. Part two will be next week. And as we recap episode number 3 of House of Dragons as well.
Okay.
So any final words, bro?
Nah, tune in next time. You know what it is. We're same bat time, same bat channel. True Players Podcast.
Definitely. You can listen to the podcast on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, iTunes Radio, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. You can watch it on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. For any other episodes, please follow my Facebook page, www.facebook.com, True Players Dom. Follow me on Instagram, www.instagram.com/TruePlayersPodcast. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We got a couple of more episodes that we're going to hit you off with. A very important episode. I'd like to invite female mothers to this podcast. I felt it's about time we have this serious podcast. I hope to do this live.
Well, we did have it before. We've had a discussion like this before, mm-hmm. with our other co-host Ricky Brown in the mm-hmm. past, and we were talking about baby mamas.
Yeah.
Now we're. I can't wait for this podcast to talk about this again. Mm-hmm. After I've calmed down from the last podcast that we've had, mm-hmm. Which I was just more passionate about it. So if you get a chance to go back in the archive and look at that episode, then mm-hmm. do so, because the next episode is going to be, I won't say as intense, but it will be just as informational. and giving you perspectives that you probably are not looking at.
Listen, the name of the episode, I'm going to tell you the name of the episode. Listen, name of the episode is Children Are Not Pawns, They're Human Beings. That's the name of the episode. Huh? All right? It is. So, exactly. So I'm signing off. I'm gonna sign off for my brother Joey G. It's your man Big Dom. We about to sign off on this podcast. See you on the next episode. Peace, my people.